This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Depending who you talk to, we are anywhere from around 1 million to 7 million units short of the housing we need in this country. And for the past several years, cities and states have been changing laws to allow for more housing in some single-family neighborhoods. Since 2018, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Austin, Texas, and Oregon and Washington states have all moved to allow two or more homes on lots that used to just house one. Think duplexes and those backyard accessory dwelling units, or ADUs. In California, a similar law has yet to produce a lot more housing. Many homeowners don't have the resources or the know-how to become home builders. But for those with space to spare, some new companies have emerged with an offer: cash for your backyard. KQED's Aaron Baldessari explains.
Gail Tremaine walks up a short, steep slope in her backyard, stopping where the hill plateaus.
So this is a big space.
It's big space. And then turn around and look at your view.
Wow.
Isn't that gorgeous?
The Silicon Valley city of San Jose spreads out in front of us with its downtown skyline rising in the distance.
You see the whole valley, and in the fall when the leaves change, it's just beautiful.
Gail and her husband, Brian Tremaine, are planning to give up this view, though. Both are mostly retired, Gail from real estate and Brian from the tech industry. Now that they're in their 70s, Brian says,
we're getting to the age where we want less land. So right now it's just become an area we need to do the weed control, and the county gets after us if the weeds get too high.
So they decided to sell this portion of their backyard. They're able to do that thanks to a California law that went into effect in 2022. It allows for the lot split and for developers to build two homes on each new lot. But despite a major housing shortage across the state, the law hasn't produced much in the way of new housing.
These types of projects are really costly and complicated for a homeowner to take on. They're basically asking the homeowner to be a developer.
Ben Baer is the CEO of Build Casa, the company that bought the Tremaine's lot. He wants to make it easier for homeowners to benefit from the law without having to do all the work themselves.
Homeowners can get anywhere from $50,000 to $400,000 in cash while keeping their existing home and mortgage.
Baer says his clients make, on average, just over $100,000. In exchange, they get a closer neighbor and smaller backyard and potentially lose up to 10% in their existing property's value. That's according to Baer and another company that does these deals.
So there's a major sort of positive benefit when you compare those two numbers.
A growing number of companies are specializing in particular aspects of the new law or offering similar services. Typical clients tend to fall into two camps: retirees looking to downsize, like the Tremaines in San Jose, and younger homeowners hoping to upsize, like Jamel Mason. The 34-year-old is a former track athlete who made his career in real estate. He bought his home in Los Angeles a little more than 4 years ago. He was looking for ways to pull equity out of his house without taking on more debt.
I put everything I had into purchasing this house. So when I found out that I could pull the money out, I was like, wow, that's actually a really cool way to leverage what I have.
He says he'll receive a six-figure payment for his backyard from a company called Yardsworth, where he's since taken a job as a sales manager. He plans to use that money to buy an investment property in Texas.
I'm like forward thinking, like, what's the best way for me to set myself up so that I can retire or just be somewhat comfortable in the later half of my life?
As for the duplex that'll rise behind his small two-bedroom home, he says he's bracing for it, along with the construction zone that'll come with.
That is also a sacrifice, but, you know, a short-term sacrifice for a long-time gain is not a bad idea to me.
And that's what these companies are banking on, that they can entice more homeowners to sell their backyards and make a dent in the state's housing crisis. In San Jose, I'm Aaron Baldessari for Marketplace.